بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. منطق المقال في اسوان الشيخ حسين ده. Many people have now asking these kind of questions that we have so much of surge of community systems again. No doubt, these kind of thoughts do come. Person wants to commit sin, but does not mean he must commit. Obviously, he knows something that the urge to commit sin will always remain. But to commit the sin is something else. The courage must be needed all the time not to commit the sins. For example, in these times, the one of the biggest sin or the worst sin is the eyes. If you can only control your eyes, then the heart will be controlled. The heart is getting polluted merely because of his eyes. So the person asked me this question, so I told him, how will you get reward then? You only get reward when you work towards not committing the sin. The person is blind, he does not see any woman in his life, he can't see, you know, what reward he is getting. Will he get any reward? He get no reward at all because he didn't see a woman. But a person got the eyes, and then he had the means to look at those things, but he does not look at those things. And he has the urge to see it, and if he has courage not to do it, that's the reward. So a person all his life is once his eyes commit a sin. And all the time he works very hard not to commit those sins, no matter how long it comes in his life, to commit this sin or whatever sin he wants to commit, but he takes courage not to commit the sin. And he has only one thing in his heart, to almost keep Allah alive. Then that kind of person, he passes away as a shaheed. Because why? He has all the urge to commit all kinds of sins, but does not do it. The most important thing, not to commit to this sin. So now Ramadan has gone, it's now the shaitan will open you. But do not blame the shaitan. It's more your own nafs. It's your nafs that overtakes you. The nafs overtakes you. Remain in mind that your Islam is this much, that as far as possible, try as far as possible not to commit sin. One person wrote to Hazrat and told him, sometimes I commit a sin, but he said, to talk of the sin is a sin too. To talk of the sin is sin too. Just imagine, do not talk of the sin also. So do not commit those sins. Allah Ta'ala must protect all of us. We are in a very dangerous era. An era that way we have to take care of every one of ourselves too, and our family. Before thinking of looking after others, look after your own family. Remember, Allah Ta'ala will question you regarding the family. Ya ayyuhal ladina amutu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar. Then no one can control the whole world. No one can change the whole world. But you can change your family if you work towards it. So it may not be that Hazrat said once, apni ghatni ko chhod kar dusri ghatni ki fikr. In other words, you leave your basket over the next person's basket. You got a basket, you don't want your basket with other baskets. So what happens? So you must take care about this. Very important. Abu Hazrat told us one incident. I don't know when I mentioned to you. One person, he had a lot of, you know, zeal for playing chess. Chess. So he started playing chess, and when he got involved, he was so much engrossed in the chess that someone came and told him, okay, your son is very sick. He said, I'm coming. He still carried on playing chess. Second person came and told him, this mother is quite bad, he's serious. He still carried on playing chess. To that extent, then after that, the person passed away, the child passed. They came and told him, your child passed away. He still carried on. And thereafter, he realized, what a big mistake he made, it was too late. On that, we come to realize that that is chess. We got apps today. That is chess. We got apps today. And though people are so much engrossed in the apps, that they're more in love with the app than their own wives. Likewise, the wife is so much love in love with the app, they don't love their husband. It's gone through so bad, that you find immorality, immodesty, shamelessness, no shame at all. Any kind of, crime you can think of, whether cheating someone, deceiving someone, telling lies, all those things come in this thing. It's gone to that extent where this so-called acts has gone to that extent, that is the way of life now. There's nothing more than that. That is why we came in this world for. If you look into the lives of everyone, you notice that this is the reason why it is that I came in the world for these acts. I know people who have children that have been running the businesses and closed down merely because of these acts. The father leaves the child, sons who run the business, thinking that because he's running the business all the time, he's running with the acts. In the end of the day, the business closes down. So, one Buzuk said a very nice thing. Adin Abdul Rahmatullah Ali, Arif Billah, he said, the time has come now that, anything you can say will not make any difference. You can see now, throughout the year, throughout so much, so long, we're talking about the acts. Everyone talking on the acts, the Buzuk have come, they've given the same thing. It made no difference in our lives. It became the same person, even worse person. It got so bad, it got bad. It looks like that Arif Billah said that now in no way they leave it. Now take it as a sin and make tawbah. Take it as a sin and make tawbah. What's the meaning of that? Allah give tawbah. He said, what a dangerous statement he made. He went to that extent and said, alright, take it as a sin now and make tawbah. Possible Allah give tawbah. So we just imagine what a big sin it is and what a great sin it is, and people have taken it so slowly, so lightly. Secondly, is you've noticed that you find saints in different temperaments. Saints you get in different temperaments. You don't find them, one is soft, one is hard. One is soft, one is hard. Now you will not think that, when you take the road to Allah Ta'ala, that softness or that hardness goes away. You're not such thing as that. The only thing is that before they were hard in the wrong places, now they are hard in the right places. Now they are hard in the right places. That does not change at all. No matter what you can do, it will not change. A person in his life is very temperamental. No problem, he can be temperamental, but use it in the right place. Get angry for the right thing. Before you being out of boundary, now stay in boundary. So the most important thing in this, which you go to Nakhalka, you have been taught to become tolerant. My dear friends, the greatest quality a person can have in him is tolerance. And that is something very few people have got. It's very easy today, I'm forbearance, I get tolerance in me. But when the time came, you face with a situation, you come to your life, you face. So there was a Buzuk, Mawlana Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. He was noted for his hardness. He was very hard, so hard. So it so happened that one person went and told him something which is not right, but if they have to tell us, well, I don't know what we do to him. Just as I show you what is tolerance, you have intolerance all the time. If you don't have tolerance in you, you've got nothing. So he said to him, I heard that you are an illegitimate child. You are an illegitimate child. I don't have to tell you what's the meaning of that. Now you think for yourself for 1 minute, if someone had to tell us that, how would you respond? How will we respond? Now this is what we call tolerance, which we're supposed to have in us. We have been told of these incidents, not just merely to listen to it. We will face different situations in our lives. People treat us in different ways. The hard way, the wrong way. They treat us in every way. A student will treat another student very badly. The wife will treat the husband very badly. The husband will treat the wife very badly. All these things will take place, but how do you bring about the tolerance in you? In your own surgeries, in your own offices, your own workers will face you with these kind of conditions. They tell you all things out of turn. How would you respond?
See, end of the day, these are the things which is supposed to have in us. These are things that if someone has to talk to us in a very bad manner to, are we going to be tolerate or are we going to overtake? That's very important. So you know, just imagine, so he was so famous for very hard. So when he told him that, you know what he says? He said very softly, he says, Alhamdulillah, he replies, whosoever told you this is not correct. Nice, he said. My father's witnesses are still present in the nikah with him. And also told him that any kind of rumors should not spread just like that. Any rumors that takes place should not just spread. In the manner he told him that he became completely, you know, he melted to that extent and he fell in the ground towards his feet and said, Hazrat, I know you're not that. But I was told this month that you're a very hard man. Very hard man. Today I came to know that you only became hard to save Allah. Not for your own self. And he asked for forgiveness for that. But just to tell you that no one is getting angry for Allah. Everyone getting angry with the nafs. If that person told you something, it's because why he told me this. If the wife told the husband something, why did she tell me? If the son told the father something, why did he tell me? Now these are things which are being taught in the Kharqa. They won't ask you whether you read namaz. You read namaz that between you and Allah Ta'ala. Yes, you will read namaz. With the barakat of the Kharqa, you read namaz. With the barakat of the Kharqa, you make zikr. With the barakat of the Kharqa, you do everything right. But this is what is wanted. What is called that a person who has in him this quality of tolerance, a doctor in his surgery, if the child to urinate on the person. Just in case the child urinates on him, what he'll do? You flare up. You'll be tolerant in him. Why? If someone had to tell you something to you, driving the car, someone swears you to, you don't look at that person. Your worker even tell you something to. Your worker, he tell you something to, until unless you don't have this quality of that person, you know that you have tolerance in you that for the sake of Allah you get angry. Your wife did not eat namaz, you won't get angry. Your wife made the food was very, very hot, you got angry. The food had extra chili, you got angry, but you never got angry because she's not in namaz. You never got angry because she's not in namaz. You not separate your bed with her because of namaz, because not in namaz, but you separated your bed with her because you know, your food are not right. You separated the bed with her because why she was very angry with me, she took off with me. But never at a time if you think realize that she did not be in namaz, why don't I do separate my bed? But don't do that now. Because she knows about it too. Because you know there was a person, you know, two people got married. When two persons got married, two friends. The one friend got married in the same night, you know, before he went to meet his wife. He saw, you know, he had a goat there. And he started slaughtering the goat and he's scolding the goat so much. The wife said, this is a terror. So day one, she had to keep quiet. So the other fellow said, no, he did not do that. The wife took him overnight. And the wife overnight him. The friend's wife met together. He said, what you did now? He said, what you did? And the two friends say, no, man, she's overriding me too much. He said, what I did was, first night I took the horse, I took the goat and I slaughtered the way I slaughtered the goat. She knows differently, a straight man. He said, I'll do that too. Now he started doing that too. The wife, you did the first time, then the wife told this. The wife told you, why, it's too late to do that now. So just to tell you that what it is, that what is tolerance, a man can swear you to, it must not affect you. Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi never became a great man because of anything else but because of tolerance. He was noted for his sabr. People walk in the street, they say, this man is a man of sabr, no man. He was sabr. You know, one person actually told him, I will get married to your mother. Why I'm giving you this incident to tell you this much? If someone was to tell you I'm getting married to your mother, what will you do to him? If you start with all your languages, you know. All your languages you start. But then he said, no, she's big enough, you can come and ask. But why he's walking, when you turn around, he fell down dead. He says, no man can suffer him to man. The suffer of no man has killed him. In other words, you're going to be playing field. Likewise, another person on Buzu walking, He's walking with murid, one person is swearing. So the Buddha said, just give him one shot. Just give him one shot. That would give him 10 shots, just give him one shot. So what he said? He delayed in that thing, he passed away, he fell. He said, why did you delay? Because I could see the qahr of Allah coming down. And I did not want him to get harmed. Look at these people, when they say you harm them, they don't want you to get harmed. This is what is wanted in us. We must get that quality in us. Someone can boot you if you don't look at that person. Someone swear you don't look at that person. So, he said very nicely to him that, you know, this is what it is. Very softly will they come. Likewise, Sheikh Muhyiddin Chisti Rahmatullah, he was a very great Muslim. You all know him very well. Khwaja Muhyiddin Chisti Rahmatullah was a very great Muslim. Very great. And even though when you are great and when you are known and well known to people, a lot of jealousy takes place. So somehow, because of jealousy, whatever it is, they got hold of one person and going to kill him. So this person goes to Khwaja Sahib, and that time Khwaja Sahib was sitting down there. And through the fazal of Allah, the noor of whatever is inside of it, told him in his heart that this person is coming to kill you. However, he came and sat down. He looked at him and said, come and sit down. And told him, whatever intention you came to do, do it now. Whatever intention you came to do, do it now. He began to shiver. He said, Hazrat, what must I tell you? You know, I've been bribed to come and kill. And then he took that knife and left in front of him. Do that to me now. Punish me. I'm supposed to be punished. Hazrat said, no, it's not the duty, it's not the work, habit, the quality of pious people, for the saints, to take revenge. They don't take revenge. They don't know what's the meaning of revenge. If you hit them, they don't hit you back. They smile at you. If you hit them one slap, they say, hit me another slap. In other words, that was a condition. So straight away, you know, he said to God, I cannot. It's our duty that we answer you with virtuous acts. Good virtues, good character. So he said, Hazrat made dua for him. And after he made dua for him, it became like this, that he became a very great saint himself. Very great saint himself. So what the reason for me to tell you all these things is, what are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be doing and what we are not doing? These are the qualities we're supposed to have in us. Because you notice very carefully that whatever happens, what we're supposed to be doing is having good character. Good character, good akhlaq. However, islah nafs mein ittida'i badi kashmish hoti hai. When making islah of your nafs, you will find that a person now who doubt, you know, in their lives, I'm committing a lot of sins. Let me now come and put myself right. When a person put himself right, he could go through a lot of ups and downs. Like how the person told me, now Ramadan finished, the ups and downs. I don't know, I'm going to commit sin, no, I mustn't commit sin, I mustn't commit sin, don't commit sin. Now you stop doing that. In that question, you find that, you know, it's become difficult for you that before I should use my eyes so much, now I'm controlling my eyes. Before, you know, I should do this, I commit a misdemeanor, backbiting them, now control my tongue too. These things, when you begin to do it all the time, the only way it can come into you is that you must have taqwa. Remember, with iman, taqwa is very important. Without taqwa, iman is very weak. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran so many places of taqwa. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah. When that woman was walking behind, a man walking behind the woman, and she looked at him and invited him in. When he invited her, she said, ittaqullah, fear Allah. So that is what is wanted in us, that fear Allah Ta'ala. To have fear of Allah. And the same thing, because when a person got taqwa in him, that taqwa brings about the core, the strength in his life. The taqwa brings about the strength. And that is what taqwa brings about. Once you got taqwa in you, a special strength comes into you, once you got taqwa in you, a special strength comes into you that strengthens you and keeps you away from the wrongs. Only one thing is wanted. You may not go after Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, keep me steadfast. The most important thing is steadfast. The road to Allah is very slippery. The road to Allah is very slippery. You only see Allah Ta'ala in the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Keep me steadfast in the straight path. And for the straight path, the most important thing is meet people less. So about the Saleh, Saleh Kunat. If you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, remain, become pious, you must be in the company of the pious. The more you stay in the company of pious, you become something and something. You know that person told that Muslim brother, I'm making wudu, I'm making zikr, but nothing is happening. He said, what, how fortunate you are, at least your zuban is making zikr. He said, I'm not experiencing anything. He said, do forget the experience. Aren't you lucky that your zuban is remembering Allah Ta'ala? One part of your body is remembering Allah Ta'ala. What a great gift that is. Today when people make zikr, they're waiting for some kind of condition coming. I'm going to get this heart and that heart. But Hazrat, you know, one day, one person, Hazrat, you know, when I'm making zikr, and then this kind of condition, he thought he'd get good answers. I'm not calm, bro. Those things are not be wanted in the thing. The wanted is this month, yet you must make the zikr of Allah. That's why they say when you make zikr of Allah, you must have only one thing in your mind. I always tell us, the Talazi always tell us, when you read Quran also, we read Namaz also, when you make zikr also, you must think, oh Allah, you're remembering me, that's why I'm remembering you. I'm telling you, if you sit down with that, when you sit in a masjid too, I tell everyone when you drive the car to make zikr of Allah. Oh Allah, I remember you, remember me too. You said that, not I'm saying that, but Quruni has spoken. You remember me, I remember you. Allah Ta'ala said that. So a person driving the car, making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, it's Allah Ta'ala remembering him. Now you must know, one is remembering Allah Ta'ala remembers a person all the time. Allah Ta'ala remembers. But one is a person Allah Ta'ala remembers special remembrance. Now that is something else. That is something else that Allah Ta'ala remembers you. One is every time you remember Allah Ta'ala. But one is remembering Allah Ta'ala remembers you all the time. That's something else. I'm a Jalish of Manzakabani. I sleep with the person who is zikr. So, as he says, that poor taqwa or poor mata ke ek hi haath to haath jo ke beta mein ke baat tumhare andar khas when you continue making taqwa to Allah Ta'ala. Fear Allah Ta'ala. Have the fear. I'm not going to commit the guna. No matter what happens, I'm not going to keep my nafs happy. Do not keep your nafs happy to commit a guna. Do not any time think that my nafs is numb and let me put my eyes one time and then I'll be out. Remember that one time you looked at it, it'll be 10 times after that. Do not even think that let me commit zina one time and leave it after that. That one time you commit zina, you always commit. Remember once. Let me look at my eyes and let me get angry one time and I won't get angry after that. It never happens. The moment you say, I will not do it again. Akol Hazrat Wala Hazrat Muhammad Sula Sahib. Hazrat says that maine gusse ko ziba kar diya. I have slaughtered that anger. Then I don't go near it. Then there's no such thing as anger anymore. There must be no such thing as anger anymore. You do not know once you try and do it, inshaAllah, the mere zindagi, dunya may be jannat bandat. You want your zindagi in dunya be jannat, do what I'm saying, that's what Hazrat Wala said. Today there is no one who is happy in their homes. First of all, we all are tied up with these apps. We don't know how to take it out. Our children have gone to that extent and no more the schools are not even happy with that position. Because of these apps. The good children are getting lost too. The good men are getting lost too. Everyone getting lost. Every moment you see they look at the apps. Whether whatever you becoming, you still look at the ass. The man was trying to look at his ass, he was not trying to talk to his wife. The wife was not trying to talk to her husband because of the ass. Everything. How can taqwa come to house? How can taqwa come to house? How to remind them of it? That's why the good condition of our children are not right to. They are not right to. But do not blame the children to learn us. Hazrat says, کہ تمہارے اندر خاص قوت آ جائے گی پھر جہاں چاہے پھرو پھر جہاں چاہے پھرو If you got the strength in bringing taqwa in you, make sure I'm telling you, throw this thing away. Use it when it's really necessary. Use it when it's really necessary. Otherwise, you've got your work to do. Do your work with that thing. Otherwise, leave it. Become strong. What is the meaning of it? You come to the masjid, you've got a cell phone on. What is the reason you go outside? The first thing you do, open a cell phone. Now these people come to the masjid, they're talking so loud, your cell phone, namaz thing. Namaz is after the cell phone comes first. That's what the first.
Taqwa pay down ke baad, as he says, taqwa pay down ke, they have that taqwa in you. And taqwa can only come in you when they zikr Allah.
Remember, never mind if you don't feel happy to make, but make it.
Remember one thing, one is a person getting happy to make zikr, that zikr may be this for sure. And one is does not want to do it at all, I'm still doing it. A person don't read Quran. One is a person who read Quran. He's enjoying it. Maybe he's doing for his nafs.
One is want to read Quran, I'm still reading Quran. I want to read Quran. I will read Quran. Bye-bye, become talking Allah. That kind of condition you come in the beginning, you have that feeling of that kind, but gradually when you continue doing it, then time will come that you will love to be God. Allah will love you, you love Allah Ta'ala to you. So likewise, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala to you, don't want to do it, please remember, do it. Please remember, do it. You drive in the car with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Have Allah Ta'ala in front of you, that is called istihza. The presence of Allah Ta'ala must everywhere must be with you all the time. There was not a time that you accessed Allah. You eating food, you were Allah Ta'ala in front of you. You talking, you go to the toilet, you were Allah Ta'ala in front of you. Every moment you were Allah Ta'ala. Then that kind of namaz and the person is in namaz. But person of Allah Ta'ala every time, all the time, what can namaz be? That namaz is what is wanted, you know. That namaz is wanted. Then when you go to sajdah, you begin to melt. Begin to melt. You go to ruku, he begins to melt. His namaz is somebody else. So we all have to work towards this thing. That you must not have bad character in us. No. Tolerance you must have in every way. Tolerance. Now this is one thing which is very important. It comes to food also, when you go home, the food is not ready, khuda khair kar. No. You did not like the food, khuda khair kar. At that time you did forget the majlis too. At that time, forget the majlis. So how important it is. حدیث میں آیا کہ صاحب تقوا جنگل بیان ہونے جہاں پہ رہے اس کو کوئی ڈر نہیں ہے. A person who got truth, taqwa in his life, he can walk anywhere. You know, as a Thani Rahmatullah Ali, there was a warrant out to kill him. And he was walking in the jungle. While he's walking in the jungle, one person asked him, I think it was a Hindu, don't you know that your life is in danger? Say what? All out for you. Say, oh, I'm asking. Say, he's with me. So that Hindu is telling, what after the room? After, you can carry him. You can walk anywhere. That's what Mahajan said to say us. When you got Allah Ta'ala with you, you can walk everywhere. Does not mean go in front of the lion and all. No. Just to tell you that you got Allah Ta'ala with you, how much of comfort you get. The peace of mind you get. That is what is wanted. So Hazri says, we go to Haan, but I don't understand. Haqtala ki sifat ka tafsir ilm hasil kiya to Haqtala ka bhi wajah marifat hasil. In other words, you got taqwa and you get marifat ka bhi. What's marifat? Khuda ki pehchan. Khuda ki to understand Allah. The most important thing a person must have is Allah's pehchan. Allah Ta'ala wants me to do this for Allah. It must be like this, that anything you do, your only one purpose must be, I must keep Allah happy. If I go near my wife, I must keep Allah happy. I'm eating the food, so I must keep Allah happy. I walk anywhere, I must keep Allah happy. That condition must come into you. I'm doing business, so Allah must be happy with me. I'm teaching madrasa, Allah must be happy with me. That is called to receive the pleasure of Allah for 24 hours. You look at your wife, you must keep Allah happy. You look at children, Allah happy too. That person will get angry. He'll have a lot of tolerance. He'll remember this. He'll begin to bring his life with it too. He'll begin to bring his life with it. I mentioned this once more that Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, the person told him about
one question. First of all, he was known for his patience. So the person tested him to us, just about to go up. You must know for 40 years, one wuzu, Isha and Fajr, one wuzu. Now that person needs something to rest at least. So happened that that person came and knocked at the door. He come down, Salaam alaikum. I was going to ask you a question, I forgot. What he told him? Koi baat nahi, yaad kar. Now, why I'm telling you this, that you are told sometime get a phone call coming. Phone call. And you having a shayesta, not like him. We had the whole night to sleep properly, and then must have an afternoon sleep too. Especially on a Saturday, you know, cover up for the whole week. And so happened the phone call, phone rang. And you pick the phone up, khalas. Sorry, wrong number. Khalas. Khuda khair karega. All this finished now. That person, what you begin to say, you tell your things there on the poor wife. What wrong did she do? What wrong did she do? What wrong did the child do? Your children did. But you're going to take it out of that person. But this person said, don't worry. Remember, come and tell me again. He goes out, Hazrat goes little bit up to walk. Again knocks at the door. Again to Hazrat, I forgot. Twice he did that. So where is that condition that will come into us if someone will do that to us? What will be our position? What will we do that time? How will we react? Oh, mashallah, he's in namaz, mashallah, he's the front line. MashaAllah, he's in Quran. MashaAllah, you see the million figure one side too. MashaAllah, someone is very good. But outside, he got this condition. He hasn't got that condition. Log masjid mein kahenge, MashaAllah, bahar kya kahoge? That is where the kamal is. That someone tells you, someone who's weaker than you takes off with you and you don't say one word. Like, you know, Bayat Bustami, Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he threw that ash on him. What do you say? Arre chalte roh, ya achcha hua ke raak hai. Tum to jingale, you are fit for fire. You are fit for fire. So why don't we use all these things in front of us when you face these conditions, when people tell you, this way you, hey, carry on for walking, man. Carry on walking, it's nice, you don't even know, Swami, I'm supposed to be booted. Like one person, Hazrat told one person, Hazrat said, achcha aap gussa hai, kabhi Allah ta'ala gussa yaad kiya aap. When gussa comes into the universe, Ya Allah, this person made one mistake and I'm making very angry with him. I made so many mistakes, he's not get angry. If you get angry with him, what in our position? So this is asal thing, this is. That in our lives, we must bring that condition to us. That no matter what happens, we must have tolerance in us. In every way, tolerance every way. Anyone can tell you anything, but in return, you are very kind. You are very good, you smile. That's how Islam is spread. Islam is spread not with the sword. Islam is spread with good character. If you look into it, to every in this era too, many people you find they accept Islam not because of the masjid. It's because of good character. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. Hum amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye aur aapki qurbiyat naseeb farmaye aur nabi kareem ki sachi mohabbat naseeb farmaye. Gunaah kare Allah Ta'ala. That now from now on Allah Ta'ala gunaon se hamari hifazat kare. Ghar mein mohabbat ittefaq naseeb farmaye. Ye buri fitna par fitna hai Allah Ta'ala ki buri farmaye aur saath saath Allah Ta'ala ye jo waba ho rahi hai Allah Ta'ala usme duri ikhtiyar kare jo bimar hai Allah Ta'ala kaafi kaafi shifa shifa ata naseeb farmaye. Ameen. Aur جو بیمار ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کامل سے ہے اللہ اللہ مسلم وعلا سے ربنا اتنا نور ونوکل انہ کالا پوشی اللہ محسن عقیبتنا بالامور کنی آوال جنہ سے دنیا وانتا اللہ محسن عقیبتنا بالامور فجنہ من سے دنیا وعدا خب وعدا ربنا اتنا نور ونوکل لنا انہ کالا پوشی بعد رسنا وعدا انت ولی فی الدنیا والآخر صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله وبركاته.